Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a very good morning and a very happy new year to you all. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson, and yes, 2021 has arrived. And we hope it is so much better.
Hope springs eternal.
Yeah, but we still have a pucker factor coming up, you know, this coming week.
Yeah.
As to what's going to happen over in Georgia. But we'll talk about that later in the program. What we are going to do is, besides looking politically ahead, we're going to look at a whole bunch of options that outdoor enthusiasts have available. And this, you know, a lot's going on this weekend. The basically northern two-thirds of Texas wraps up Sunday, the general whitetail deer season.
Right.
South Texas goes for a couple more weeks. But we're starting to wind down those fall traditional fall hunting seasons this month. And looking ahead, and there is some planning that should be done. Anglers, as well, there are changes forthcoming.
Okay.
And we're going to be talking about options there. So, you know, while you're kicking back, enjoying the start of 2021, may you want to do a little planning, and we're going to help you in that endeavor. Plus, we've got some news and the outdoor report. Plus, we'll find out if Harold's been on or off the road. So y'all stick around, and do remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Oh, yeah.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are a few of the things many of us take for granted. Yet, for many United States military veterans, finding and affording oral health care is a challenge many of us don't think about. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to see one veteran with special needs one time per year. Visit willyouseeonevet.org to learn more. That's willyouseeonevet.org.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And once again, very happy 2021 to everyone. Just looking ahead, you know, last week it was really fun looking back at some of the things that took place, Harold, in 2020.
Right.
And the numbers are still shaking out as to how many new firearm owners there are.
A bunch.
Well, and I believe the report that I saw was in 2020, there were 8 million firearm sales, with 40% of the sales purchased by those who had never owned a firearm. Mm. Right off the bat, as I'm thinking about planning for 2021,
right,
go get some lessons. Go to the range.
Oh, indeed.
If it's personal protection, go to some of the great indoor shooting ranges, not only to practice, but to go through some simulation.
And perhaps get your carry permit.
That should be right at the top of everybody's list, you know? That's for sure. If it's long guns or shotguns, there's plenty of ranges available to go shoot some skeet or trap for shotguns, sporting clays. At the rifle range, let me tell you what, it takes time to be able to reach out. You just can't shoot 1,000 yards right out of the box.
No, not at all.
In fact, most people can't shoot beyond really 100 yards. You know, it takes a while to build up.
Well, as you talk about practice, the situation too, practice what could be a hunting situation if you've got a range where you can do it. I mean, practice standing on your feet like a real man, things like that, shooting offhand, et cetera.
Using a rest.
Always use a rest when possible, absolutely.
Well, but getting in position with a rest,
correct.
You know. So.
Correct. And especially with your knees and my hip.
Yes.
Sometimes, or age or size or whatever, getting in position may take a little practice.
Can't get down in that kneeling position quite as quickly as used to, or
right.
even the sitting position, you know.
Right.
So there's definitely things to, to take a look at. Mentioned at the top of the program, there's the runoff that's taking place over in Georgia
mm-hmm.
on Tuesday.
Right.
And that's really going to bring everything, I guess, into focus,
mm-hmm.
unless something else happens.
Yeah.
Which I sure hope it would, if the Democrats control all three branches,
yep,
or the House, the Senate, and the White House,
and then if they do that threat of increasing the number of the Supreme Court justices,
well, there's so many threats out there.
It's, yeah, I know. That's we should be very wary.
And I think the impact of the media, and as we move into 2021, looking ahead to 2022 and the midterm election, which will be the next opportunity for us to have a voice. There's a lot of people that are realizing just how corrupt, how restrictive the mainstream media is,
mm-hmm.
how much information was suppressed that should have, because interestingly, President Trump's popularity and approval is still rising.
Yeah.
You know, after the election.
Right, right.
And so it just continues to add more and more questions.
Well, you got too many people sticking their nose in business, and people are believing them. I mean, you get this caravan of Hollywood stars, you know, going into Georgia to get them to all vote Democratic. And why, just because somebody is an actor, you think that they're smart and know what they're talking about?
Well, then you have politicians that are now Emmy Award winning, you know,
mm-hmm.
That really, I can't even think of a better way to say it, so I can't say it, you
okay.
know.
Yes, well, yes, be polite.
But the thing is we talk about restriction on Second Amendment,
mm-hmm.
And this is something that is so real. And Harold, I relate back to a roundtable discussion that I participated in, probably 6 years ago,
uh-huh.
at the Bass Pro Shop in Pearland. And 6 years ago, Obama was in office then. And Senator John Cornyn from Texas was there and invited a number of people with various conservation groups to speak. And the way it was presented to the group was, what can we take back to Obama that would be acceptable to you as far as reducing or modifying our gun rights?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, alarms and red flags just right. went off immediately.
Right.
There was about eight of us. I was the seventh person to speak. Listen to a number. There was about 150 people in attendance. And they were kind of caught off guard, I'm sure.
Right.
Thinking on their feet.
Uh-huh.
and they were coming up, well, maybe we could do this, or maybe we would be willing to do that. When it came time to mine, I said, Senator, my comments are going to be brief. Just say no.
Right.
And I went into detail as to the reason why, and I've written about it since, because any right, any part of a right that is lost is lost forever.
Correct. Give a little, lose a lot.
Oh, that's going to be. That's right.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people that don't think that far down the line. It's like, well, that's not that big a deal.
You got to remember that the Second Amendment is there to protect all the other amendments. Okay.
Yes. And it's not just, you don't need that to go hunt. Mm-hmm. No, you need that to protect, as you're saying, mm-hmm. those rights. And I'm really hoping, regardless of the outcome, and particularly if the two Republican candidates prevail mm-hmm. in Georgia, and the Republicans maintain some sort of a check and balance on our federal government, then we learn.
Yeah.
Maybe those of us that learned history and had civics lessons, you mm-hmm. know, in school.
Studied it. Yeah.
And actually we're taught it.
Right.
You know, maybe we can come back and do that, you know, and pass that information on.
And we got, you know, then we can have hope for the next 2 years and see what happens, you know. But I got to bring this up. I brought it up before on this show. And you can find it online. Susanna Gratia Hupp, and that was a chiropractor. She was a lady who was in that horrible massacre in the Lubies up near Fort
Temple.
Hood. Yep, Temple, yeah. And she was speaking before a committee of state legislators as they were debating concealed carry permit, passing it.
Right.
And she's speaking, and she's talking about the instance of what happened. And I don't need to go into all the details. I mean, she lost both her parents in that thing. She had a firearm in her car. Actually was in her purse, but she left it in the car when she went in the restaurant.
Yeah. Okay.
And obviously regretted not having the opportunity to protect her parents. Look it up. It'll be on YouTube somewhere. You know, Susie Hupp, Susanna Hupp, state legislator, Texas Conservative, whatever. But what was the end of it? There's this pompous guy. I don't remember who he was. One of our legislators that was the head of the committee. And just a typical pompous politician. And when she finished her speech, you know, she said, you got to remember that our right to bear firearms is not based on protecting us from a poor, misguided individual like the man that killed my parents. It's to protect us from you.
Yes. Absolutely.
And you could have heard a pin drop.
Yeah.
And it passed.
All right. We got to get to a break, but something else that we need to look at as we're looking forward as we start 2021.
Something positive?
Yes, and maybe.
Hmm.
No. The state economy of Texas is so attractive. So many people are coming in. We've seen Tesla. We've seen Austin growing. We know
Oracle.
Right. We know that Austin is a college town. Mm-hmm. Liberal leanings.
Right.
Okay. As many of our big cities have become. The thing is so many people are coming in here because of the attractive no income tax, things of that nature.
Right.
If they bring with them their misguided ideas from wherever they left.
Correct.
We got a problem.
Yep.
And as we look forward to the future, Texans need to remember, because it's not only the economy, outdoor rights, restrictions, what you can, cannot do,
mm-hmm.
Second Amendment.
Right.
Press, you know, all those things. And yes, this is an outdoor show, but the impact is it's very far reaching. So
correct.
We need to remember that.
Correct.
Hey, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report. So y'all stick around. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck, 43 years running, is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. But you're not going to see them celebrate these 43 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 43 years, Ford F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that is proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. And Harold, when it comes time to other hunting tools worthy of your consideration, Zeiss has a new product that is way cool.
What is it?
I mean, and even if you don't hunt, okay, but it's the Zeiss DTI 335 imaging camera. Now, doesn't mount on a scope.
Okay.
It is for observation purposes, but it takes photography and video at night.
My goodness.
Range of up to 1,350 yards. This is something.
Wait, 1,350 yards?
That's what it says.
Okay.
1,350 yards. That is out there a ways.
Yeah.
And think of it from a security standpoint. And it's at night, and something's going on. Lights dim or non-existent.
Right. Correct.
You know, throw it up there and roll some footage.
I like it.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're out hunting and you're curious about what's going on, maybe you're, maybe the season's not going on. Maybe you're doing some preseason scouting, you know, roll some footage and figure out, you know, a plan of action later on. Really neat stuff. Check out Third Coast Thermal, as they've got satisfied customers all across the United States and will ship to your location for free. For more information, visit thirdcoastthermal.com or give them a call at 832-827-4574. That's 832-827-4574.
Well, I needed their stuff last weekend because I was up at the ranch and I particularly wanted pigs. I got a bunch of pigs up there.
Right.
And I prefer hunting in the morning, though. I just do, you know, because I don't like processing them at night. Anyway, and I'm sitting there, but overcast, and, you know, feeder goes off, and there's half dozen or greater pigs there. I mean, through my binoculars, I'm seeing, you know, images, but not nearly enough to be able to take a shot.
Sure.
And I didn't get a shot.
Mm-hmm.
Had I had their stuff, I could have had a shot.
Call Clifford. He'll help you
right.
out.
Okay.
All right. What do our best bets look like?
Well, let me adjust my spectacles and see what we got here. All right. Checking the Texas Outdoor Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, Saturday is rated as fair. This Sunday and Monday are two good days. Tuesday is another fair day. Wednesday and Thursday are two more good ones. Friday is the best day of the week. Next Saturday is good, and next Sunday is fair. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early afternoon until the evening hours around and just after sunset. Monday and Tuesday, we'll find this major feeding period of the day occurring from mid-morning until well into the evening hours. On Wednesday and Thursday, a time shift occurs, a major time shift, with game beginning to actively feed from well before sunrise and continue to feed until mid-morning. On Friday and next Saturday, look for game to be active from either side of sunrise and continue to remain active until either side of the noon hour. Next Sunday, this most active period occurs from early morning until early afternoon. On Wednesday, January the 6th, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. On the coast, Saturday is a three-tide day with two high tides and just one low. This Sunday has a double-tide schedule of two high and two low tides. Monday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low. Tuesday through Friday, a string of days with a double tide schedule each day. Next Saturday and Sunday each have a single tide schedule.
All right. On the coast, we've had a cold front that we're experiencing or continuing to experience this weekend. And cooler weather drops water temperatures, makes fish a little bit more sluggish. And over the next few days, we should see a warm-up, and fish will eventually make a move from the deep water to shallow water. True over in southwest Louisiana, around Lake Calcasieu, throughout the upper Texas coast, Galveston Bay Complex, Sabine Lake, all the way down to east and west Matagorda. It's kind of been proven, Harold, that fishing before the front can be really good for bigger fish.
Okay.
Numbers of fish, and fish afterwards, playing the wind and playing the timing in between. Offshore from Freeport on southward, had some phenomenal offshore fishing on days that have allowed a run to the snapper banks in state waters out to 9 nautical miles. In behind the barrier islands, Matagorda, St. Joe, Mustang, North Padre, South Padre, just, you know, some really good fishing, particularly around the drains and reefs, and that's going to continue in between the fronts. One other tip, keep mentioning the water temperature, and this cold front, I don't believe it's going to be cold enough to kick the flounder into the Gulf, but they keep staging around the passes and around the jetties, you know, the exits to the Gulf, and fishing has been really quite good. What's going on over in our East Texas lakes?
Well, let me take a peek here. Okay. B.A. Steinhagen. Oh, I love that name, B.A. Steinhagen. Anyway, largemouth bass are good fishing vegetation and flooded timber, providing ample habitat, throwing Carolina rigged worms and crankbaits. That's what's working. Caddo. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs near brush piles and timber near drop-offs or creek channels. Catfish are good on punch bait and cut bait in 12 to 20 feet of water, fishing baited holes near channels and timber edges. Conroe. Largemouth bass are good on bass jigs, spinners, and buzz bait around man-made structures. Livingston. Largemouth bass are good in coves and feeder tributaries on Carolina rig plastics, crankbaits, and jigs. Striper bass are good on spoons and shad looking deeper. Crappie are good on minnows over jigs and over brush. Sam Rayburn. Largemouth bass are good with crankbait and weighted worms over brush or working the ledges in 6 to 14 feet. Crappie are good when staying in creeks with jigs. Toledo Bend. Black bass are good on a variety of depths. Wacky rigs are best above 13 feet. Brush hogs, 14 to 24 feet. And spoons, between 24 and 35 feet. Somerville. White bass and hybrids are good with live bait, white or chartreuse slabs, and jigging spoons in 20 to 40 feet on main lake flats, slopes, ridges, and humps. Catfish are good with cut bait and live bait. Whitney. Stripers are good with live shad along the main lake river channel edges in 20 to 35 feet.
Heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way. As of this report, they were saying that water temperatures stabilized. Of course, it dropped, and now they're going to be rising back again. But white bass have been good below the rocks and above brush with crankbaits. Choke Canyon, largemouth bass remain good, but low water is making them somewhat sporadic. Timber and brush are holding fish with minimal activity in creeks. Might want to try jigs, plastic worms, spinners, and rattle traps. For our friends down the valley that fish falcon, not much has changed other than the winter hotspots have become more consistent. White bass have been good on rocks and deep structure. Texana, largemouth bass are good working close to sunny creeks in the warmest water you can find. Jerkbaits, worms, spinnerbaits, and crankbaits have been good. Coleman, hybrid stripers are good with live bait, still the best option. And on OHIV, crappie are good on jigs with large structure and still fishing at night.
Not want to put our overpaid research department on the spot, but something that I haven't heard lately, you get more information because of the magazine and so on that comes into you. Where we were having those issues a couple of years ago with Falcon and be careful and don't cross over on the Mexican side of it and stuff like that.
Still. I mean, that's just, if you're going to cross the line, you've got to have a Mexican license, a Mexico license, fishing license. But just something tells you, you just don't want to do it. I mean, it's the reason why so many gringos no longer cross the river to go shop or eat and enjoy the festivities that we used to enjoy. So Mexico's got a problem.
So be careful out there.
Watch out for yourself. It's okay. Up to you.
Let's go to the hill country. Canyon. Striper fishing is good along the river channel with live bait. White bass are good on humps, flats, and ridges with white slabs and jigging spoons. Catfish are good with prepared baits and cut bait. Medina. White bass are good in and around 18 to 24 feet off points and just above structure. Waco. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs, fishing brush piles around 13 to 26 feet. Channel and blue cats are good on punch bait and cut bait.
Just to finish my thought on Falcon.
Yeah.
And really even Amistad, because it's a border impound. Okay. Same situation.
Okay.
There's plenty of water on the Texas side.
Yeah, right.
Okay? I mean, so, you know, there's plenty of options to fish. So just be careful. I am so excited to welcome as a new sponsor to Texas Outdoor News.
That excites me, too.
Yes. Silencer Central. And they raise this question. Yes. Are you looking for a smarter and easier way of buying your silencer?
Yes.
Aren't we all? Silencer Central is... the creator of a revolutionary process which silences headaches and hassles. Their process is simple and makes sense.
Okay.
It's a process that begins with paperwork, but without the work. Okay? And ends with Silencer Central delivering your silencer right to the front door. Mentioned earlier in the program that, this Sunday, the general whitetail season in the North Zone ends.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? For those of you that are looking for big game to hunt.
Right.
There's night hunting, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Go out and thin the ranks of the pigs, of the free-ranging axis, of the predators.
Correct.
Do that with a variety of equipment, including, suppressing your firearm, with a silencer.
And protecting your ears.
Oh, yeah. Great point there. If this sounds too good to be true, well, learn more about Silencer Sentry's easy buying process at silencercentral.com or give them a call, 888-988-8179. That's 888-988-8179. And when you talk to them, tell them, say, hey, I heard about Silencer Central on Texas Outdoor News.
Please.
All right.
Good.
All right. Mentioned the whitetail deer season that closes January 3rd. So does the fall Rio Grande turkey season. The South Texas Rio Grande turkey fall season and general whitetail deer season continues through January 17. Sandhill crane season and Zone C runs through January 24. And then on January 31st, whole bunch of seasons close. The second split in the High Plains Mallard Management Unit, North Zone dusky duck and regular duck season, light and dark goose season, sandhill crane season, because this all sets up for the late conservation season that will be opening.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
All right.
All right. A lot going on.
Yes.
All right. How did you start the year? I'm curious to hear this report. Were you on or off road?
Really on. Could go into some nasty because it's all wheel drive. But this is just the example. How the song go? Boys just want to have fun. boy, and thank goodness it was on somebody else's nickel.
Okay.
You saw this thing, the 2020 Mercedes AMG GT 63S all wheel drive. Oh my goodness. Four-door sedan. Oh, beautiful, 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 beautiful. And the engine, a twin turbo V8, 630 horsepower. Made it to a 9-speed automatic transmission, but AMG, that's their racing division. And each engine is actually finished up by one person and they sign it.
Really?
Yeah. And it's very cool. This thing had their AMG speed shifter. Dynamic select on the transmission, a performance 4MATIC with drift mode. You want to go drifting in this thing? Go ahead if you can afford it. But their 4MATIC is a fabulous all-wheel drive system. Their sport suspension, which you can tune, high-performance composite braking system, limited slip differential, obviously, dynamic engine modes, performance exhaust system, push a button, and it get more of a rumble on the exhaust, which I think is just very cool. Comfortable, of course. I mean, obviously, dual zone, automatic climate control, ambient lighting, which is so neat. You set your mood 12.5-inch widescreen display, 12.5-inch digital instrument cluster. So it's like looking at a TV set. Same thing on the rearview mirror, too. It's like a television set, which kind of catches you aback when you first look at it. Huh? But it's a wider view than you would get from the normal mirror. Certainly all the safety and security one would tend to expect. No problem with all of that. Beautiful paint job on this thing. It's a brilliant blue, beautiful leather interior, AMG carbon fiber enhancement. The optional equipment on this thing was their special braking system, their drive select, which I'd mentioned already, the multi-performance, just push buttons and do so, the dynamic seating, on and on and on, distance assist, Distronic, everything you could think about. Base price, $161,200. The one I had was $191,000 plus TTNL. I talked to him to see what kind of trade-in I can get on my house. 15 miles a gallon in the city, 20 on the highway. But, I mean, fun, and if you can afford it, go for it, man. I mean, it's just an amazing, amazing vehicle. One of the most beautiful cars I have ever, ever driven. Boy, was it fun. The 2020 Mercedes AMG GT 63S.
Okay, while Harold figures out how to, you know, sell his house and mortgage his rest of his life.
And don't ask me how much it tows. It can tow anything it wants to with that much horsepower.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to continue to look ahead at this 2021 year we're now in.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with vitamins and minerals Yellow Blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. Folks, you've been hearing us talk about Fortified Cottonseed for months now. You've got to have it out taking care of the deer. The results coming in from ranchers all across the Lone Star State and beyond is just absolutely phenomenal. We're going to be telling you more about it, but bucks are rutting,
yep,
they're getting worn down. They're going to need to replenish those reserves. Mama deer are bred. Fawns are developing. And, you know, they need to be helped. And certainly when they start dropping fawns later in the year and start lactating, they need to have that help. Let me make a suggestion. You go to fortifiedcottonseed.com. They've got a great video that tells the fortified cottonseed story. Really quite interesting. You can also give them a call at 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122.
We're talking during the break. Don't we have an upcoming show, a rancher?
Yeah.
Talking about what, you know.
Yeah, we're going to be setting a number of things up over 2021 to enlighten folks more about the fortified cottonseed story because it's having such a tremendous impact, not only the nutritional aspect of cottonseed, but with fortified cottonseed, they're delivering the vitamin package as well,
right.
The additional supplementation.
Right.
We will be talking, and it's not just going to be about the scientific, nutritional side.
The real
it's going to be, I'm spending money, and this is the results
yeah,
that I'm getting.
And it's working. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
All right. Let's shift quickly from hunting and talk a little bit about fishing. Cold weather means big fish, and I don't care whether you're fishing inland lakes or whether you're fishing on the coast. There's just something about cold weather. These big fish are loners.
I was going to ask you why. Why does cold weather mean
big
fish?
And they kind of hunker down, and it's kind of like a big deer. There's not one behind every bush,
right.
Or around every stump or lay down. This trend for inland lakes will continue. Starting now all the way into April for your big bass. You've got schooling activity on a number of fish. And with the weather forecast, Harold, that we're looking at, the extended forecast, we're going to have some mild conditions.
Uh-huh.
Man, you get some time. Go fish with a friend. Go take a youngster.
Yep.
Go fish with your family. I mean, there's plenty to do.
Take the ladies.
Absolutely. Now, on the coast, similar situation. This is starting big speckled trout season, and that's going to be the focus for so many. But don't discount the more cold-tolerant redfish. Great time to be out there. And as we mentioned in the outdoor report, when it comes to fishing, flounder, we saw it last year. We're seeing it again this year. Flounder are not kicking out into the Gulf to overwinter the colder weather because we're not having the colder weather. So that means in and around the passes. Something else that's going to happen around the jetties is sheep's head are going to be moving in. And let me tell you what, for years, I really discounted the sheep's head bite in Texas.
Okay.
I thought you had to go to Florida.
Uh-huh.
That's wrong. Galveston, Freeport, other locations, these sheep's head, the sows will come in and they're spawning around the granite rocks. All right. And we're talking about 8, 9, 10, 11 pound sheep's head.
Okay.
And they hang around there. And what's interesting is there's so many sheep's head.
Uh-huh.
And these are good eating fish. They just outcompete the speckled trout that are hanging around. There's trout there.
Yeah.
But the likelihood of catching a trout is pretty remote because
Do they taste like sheep?
No, they taste more like oysters because they eat barnacles.
Okay.
They kind of have that bit of a flavor, but it's a good, firm, meat.
Okay.
And, really, really quite good to eat. And mentioned the cold-tolerant redfish. They're there, and when things get tough, you can always work shorelines and things of that nature and get out and fish. Fishing is excellent. Plus, it's always a great time to look at your gear. Maybe you haven't used it because of hunting season for a while, and upgrade. All right? That's what you ought to put on your list.
Well, also the cleaning and re-spooling.
Yeah, right? And taking care of your boat. And trailer, getting ready to head on down the highway to your favorite fishing spot. All right, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we're going to switch over. We're going to talk more hunting and about some opportunities that you should be taking advantage of.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, our CEO, Ben Novosad, understands what it takes to be successful in agriculture.
The background that I have in agriculture certainly has helped me with my Capital Farm Credit career. We try to hire people with experience, knowledge of farm and ranch activities and business, not only to make and sell good loans, but also to help farmers and ranchers.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
The official gunsmithing service of Texas Outdoor News is MG Arms in Spring, Texas. We've used them for years because they are the best. From repairs and replacement parts to trigger jobs, stock repair, metal refinishing, including bluing, parkerizing, Teflon, and Cerakote coatings in over 100 colors and more. How about a performance boost with MG Arms custom services such as lightweight Kevlar stocks made to your specifications, rebarreling, rechambering, skeletonizing, fluting, porting, muzzle brakes, and scope mounting. And if you've ever dreamed of having a custom firearm built just for you, MG Arms is the place. They are world famous for their line of ultralight bolt-action rifles that are a joy to carry and a dream to shoot. The Taranis lineup is built on the lightest AR-type platform available. For personal defense and concealed carry is the 1911-style Wraith. Their hunting revolver, the mighty Dragon Slayer, has taken the most dangerous game on the planet. For your gunsmithing needs and your custom firearms dreams, visit MG Arms at mgarmsinc.com or call 281-821-8282.
Boy, I tell you what, MG Arms, they are good people.
Absolutely, they are. Well, that's something, again, as you're looking into 21, you know, fixing up your firearm. Like Carrie always says, first thing, trigger job.
Mm-hmm.
And you can budget. Or you can do, you know, let's get the trigger job this time, then let's get the stock painted that time, and then let's get, you know, whatever. You can do that too, and they'll work with you.
And if you have a project, which Harold and I always have a project.
A dream.
Yes, or yes. A dream.
Yeah.
You know, they can help it become a reality. Really, really good stuff. All right, on the hunting side, actually getting out and doing.
Yeah.
We talk regularly about the off-season, and there is no such thing as an off-season in Texas.
Correct.
We can hunt year-round, 12 months out of the year, predators, hogs, and free-range and exotics, all right? But then there are those, Harold, that want to venture beyond the Lone Star State.
Mm-hmm.
This is the time right now to look and figure out where you want to go hunt. Which of the western states or Canadian provinces?
Okay.
Okay, I don't know about Africa, but I figure planning, you know,
Alaska.
In advance. But certainly Alaska, right? But start doing some planning and go to the states or the provincial website for the Game and Fish Department and get their proclamation for their hunting. See what's available. See when the draws take place.
Right.
What kind of preference points? Preference points, we're starting to see that here in Texas with our own draws.
Mm-hmm.
But it's real simple. It's been around for decades in western states. But if you're not putting in, you're not earning preference points. And if you're not putting in, you're not going to be drawn, you know, for that hunt of a lifetime.
Right.
When you look at hunting opportunities, yeah, there's, you know, moose, elk, you know, mule deer, et cetera.
Right.
But sometimes you forget about, and it's overlooked, the spring bear hunts.
Right.
They're affordable. You're hunting many times in the same area. Permits are, you know, the opportunity to hunt is much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And you get to know the area and the outfitter and go, do I want to step up to the next level and spend that money with him or her? You
Correct.
Know?
Correct.
But exciting hunts. You can do where you're setting up over baits and they're taking care of all that preparation work.
Right.
Or there are states that, you know, it's restricted to spot and stalk only. No baiting, you know, no dogs. And that is, you know, a really great opportunity.
And also, aside from getting a nifty rug, done right, bear meat is very tasty.
You know, back in the day, free trappers and all, they would render the fat down into lard, and supposedly it was the finest lard used in making pastries back in frontier days.
Okay.
Little historical note there. You know, they're fun. It's something exciting to see. And you get to a point where you want to go experience, and you go, I got one bigger than that. You know?
Yeah. But also, the difference is, too, our friend Linda Powell, I always ask her, I said, why do you hate bears so much, as many as she's taken? But, you know, we call them black bears, but they can be cinnamon, they can be blonde, they can be brown, they can, and that's interesting, too. You've got some very interesting different shades of fur color and so on, which makes it exciting.
Yeah, and, you know, with the reintroduction of wolf, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you look at your Canadian provinces where right. They're quite prominent. There's hunting for other types of game that maybe you hadn't thought of.
Mm-hmm.
Caribou.
Right.
Muskox.
Right.
I mean, there's a variety of game here on the North American continent that is just absolutely phenomenal. Plus, let me touch briefly on looking for a hunting lease in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you've been informed the landowner is going to sell his ranch, or he's not going to lease it to you anymore. Your lease is, you know, has run its course and is not going to be extended.
Right.
Now you're going to have to look for a new place. Let me tell you what, that is just a task that there's no online presence. There is no printed articles that have a listing of leases available.
Hmm.
Because if the property was any good,
yep.
they'd already be taken up.
Okay.
I mean, they don't last, okay?
Right, right.
But what you can do is you can look at properties for sale with various real estate brokers.
Uh-huh.
Call them. Tell them right up front, hey, I saw your ad for this property. I'm not interested in buying it, but I know you know the area. Are you aware of any properties for lease?
Okay.
Call outfitters that are operating in the area. Uh-huh. Hey, I saw your outfitting operation. It's in an area that I'd love to hunt. But I want a seasonal, I want a year-round lease. Have you seen any property that didn't work for you mm-hmm. that may work for me and my friends? You
right,
know,
right.
So there are things that you do. Don't ask them to call you back. That call will never happen. But
right.
ask them, can I check with you from time to time to see if you've run across anything? County Ag Commissioners are another good source of information. You set up a network and you take a look. So mm-hmm. it's a process. But as we head into 2021, there's a lot to do. This is a time to prepare
yep.
for great things to come.
Well, also, I mean, you talk about year-round hunting, but there's still a lot of outfitters that have exotic hunts in Texas year-round.
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
Oh, without question. I mean, yeah.
Predators. Get that out, Ed, you always wanted or something, you know?
Yeah, predators, exotics, and hogs. That's for big game. That's available year round. All right, we need to take another break. Still got more of Texas Outdoor News headed your way.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12. And there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar, but first, Harold's going to tell you about a great offer that continues into 2021.
Absolutely, and they've been selling like hotcakes. I got a report from these friends, and they said, boy, bless Texas Outdoor News. It was a good December for them. That's Hybrid Light. It's the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News Radio, friends. And for our listeners and friends, they got a special just in time for the holidays, and I'll tell you about it right after this break.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
Anyway, talking about Hybrid Light, 20% off anything that they have for our listeners. So you know, these lights are fabulous. They charge on any light source, USB. The charges last for 7 years. They're absolutely incredible. Again, 20% off. Just go online, get anything you want. When you check out, the discount code is Texas20. That is Texas20. And in addition to 20% off, you get free delivery that very, very day. Pretty good.
Outstanding.
That's right. HybridLight.com. Okay. Remember, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Go to our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. There's a list of all our wonderful stations, and the shows are archived there. You can play them over and over and over again. And again, of course, from Bill and myself, a very, very happy new year to you all. May it be safe and profitable. And of course, like we always say, when you're out there in the field or on the water, be safe so you can join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.